Please explain enjoying a pleasant meditation versus hanging out blissfully with an angelic face. And then at what point should a calm mind switch to insight practice? And when do you use the term awareness or mindfulness practice? Certainly the Buddha praised a pleasant abiding here and now, but similarly also recognizing the limits of that, and that there's a need to, as in the previous question, that there's a need to apply oneself to activity, action, responsibility, duty, and the duty could be either external or internal, so that the pleasant meditation is very useful for relaxing the body, relaxing the mind, clearing the mind, settling the heart. And then there's a point to that, that settling and that clarifying, in that we direct the attention towards an understanding and discernment as to what is it that really creates suffering, what is it that lays the foundation for liberation, what lays the foundation for penetration. So, of course, one needs to prod the mind, push the mind toward that insight mode. And then, so that's that sense of at what point should the calm mind switch to insight practice? And on a certain level, there's a tendency to think, you know, when the mind gets really calm, then I'll switch to insight practice. Or there's a certain should that sometimes we impose on that. As we read it in the text, we hear the teacher say, yeah, one uses the calm mind, so that we should make the mind really calm so that we can investigate clearly. The problem is that desire creeps in, and then you say, well, how calm is calm enough? And I said, well, I guess there must be calm enough, but maybe right now is not quite enough. It should be a bit more. And of course, it's the same desire mode that works with food or whatever indulgence that we have. And one can only gain some confidence through experimenting and sort of seeing, okay, you feel, okay, I need to use this calm mind directed towards investigation. And then one moves out of the calming, settling mode to reflection. Calmness falls apart, mind gets scattered, start proliferating all over the place. Okay, that wasn't the right time. Okay, back to the drawing board. So that is through that experiment. And that's part of the investigation, is sort of seeing, and what works for oneself. Because sometimes the actual insight practice investigation is actually what makes the mind calm. That's definitely in the mix as well. And then the terms in terms of awareness or mindfulness practice, it's kind of interchangeable. I tend to use it interchangeably because it, again, so that that's more of a feeling tone of the using that quality of paying attention.